guys.
Hello, hello. Howdy.
I'm Danessa.
And I'm James Vincent.
And this is the Makeup Show Podcast.
Welcome.
Can you believe we are at episode 17?
It feels like we've been doing this a lot longer, but also like we just started.
I know. But it's super fun.
It is.
And we're still 5 stars, so.
I love that you love the ratings. Well. And this episode, we are going to be recording for the first time for YouTube, and we're also going to be tackling a subject that is very important to us and something we get asked about all the time, and that is assisting.
Yes, this podcast is all about assisting. Like, what are the guidelines for assisting? Like, what are people looking for? It's all things assisting today.
But before we get into that, we're leaving town tomorrow for the craziest tour, and you just got back in town, and I just got back in town.
Yes, so we're always just getting back in town or just leaving, but this is like a really exciting time because we're going to be together when we travel,
yeah.
Which doesn't happen often. We're usually like separating and coming back, so I think it's going to be a wild time.
I'm excited. I pulled a card for us before we get started, because you know I have to all my candles and things going. And the card is from the Oracle Deck and Guidebook by Marcella Krall. This is the new edition. And the card that I pulled is the Healer.
Ooh.
I know. I really love it. And I was going to read about it for a second.
Yeah, because let's do it.
I thought it kind of leads us right into our podcast. And it says, "You are a healer. Fear not your own ability to be a light worker or way shower for others. Drawing this card also can symbolize that a healing in its highest form is available to you now. Please know that there is a powerful exchange of energy here."
Okay, this is perfect.
I know, because I think like part of assisting is the mentor piece of it. And we speak a lot to mentorship.
Yes.
But the idea of bringing on an assistant is very different for me than being someone's mentor.
I absolutely agree.
So we saw Nikki Posley's post on Instagram. I'm going to give him a little shout out.
Yes, shout out to Nikki.
Nikki is such a great educator, and I love the way he speaks, not only about makeup, but really he kind of talks about the industry and takes it on the way that we do.
And in a very elegant way, yeah. A respectful way.
He really is just
love him.
A love. But we thought that this is something that we would cover. And with Fashion Week coming up, honestly, we have had over 400 people reach out to us last season to do Fashion Week. And so we know it's going to be coming. So we thought we would get you kids prepared.
Yes.
So do you want to start this? I have a lot to say. I have
I know,
notes.
You always have a lot to say. I actually really notes. Thought about this because, you know, what I realized as it relates to assisting, it's never just a one thing, right?
No.
Because depending on the event or the environment, the needs change. So I would try to look at it overall holistically, like what are the key things that I look at? And for me, it's like a balance of skill and personality. Like it's those two totally different things for me. Like, the one thing to understand and the way I view it is that an assistant is a reflection and an extension of me, which can be very scary when you choose the wrong person, because someone can remember an experience with you as an artist based on your assistant.
Completely.
And not you.
Oh my God. So, I wish we had hours because I've got stories to share.
Yes, I am sure. It was very interesting for me because in my career, I never had the opportunity to really assist. So I didn't really understand what it meant.
Mm-hmm.
But after securing assistance, I quickly understood like what I need to look for.
Well, I was very different because I really came up as an assistant and I was old school. Like in the old days when you went around from agency to agency, the first Tuesday of every month with your book, like I did that. And I assisted very big makeup artists like
Kevin Kwan,
Dick Page, Linda Cantello,
everybody,
Billy B, Sean
Gall. Seriously, Jelly, just saying, but
I have been very fortunate. But I also started my career at a time where the job of makeup artist was not so clear. So I thought what I would do is kind of break down some questions for our listeners to ask themselves when they're thinking about being an assistant.
Oh, okay, I love that. See, you're all about the questions and I'm all about the statements.
I love that.
I have a list of statements, very clear statements. and you have a beautiful list of questions.
So I think that you know, I think because the real deal is every artist is looking for something different in an assistant. Mm-hmm. And like you said earlier, every job is so situational that I think from my side, you have to figure out what it is about assisting that you find attractive. Mm-hmm. And if this is a situation that's right for you in your path as a makeup artist.
I'm taking notes too.
Okay.
Go for it.
Do you want to start with statements or questions?
I don't know. What do you think?
I'll pose the first question.
Okay.
I think you've got to ask yourself, why do you want to be an assistant?
That is a fantastic question.
You know, and my answer is that I think people think it's free education. But it is not free. It is hard work and hard labor. And it is not the role of the artist that you're assisting to educate you.
Yes.
Now, you will learn things. Hopefully, you will learn things. But really, as the assistant, you have to be very attuned. And you have to be very aware, and you have to take everything in.
Yeah.
Because you're an extension of that artist's arm, of their eyes, you're their ears. And so your role really is to make them look better and make their life easier.
That's one of my statements.
Well, I love that.
Can I just say that I love that question? And now I'm really internalizing that because that's something I want to start asking. Like, why do you want to assist? Because that is one of the challenges that I've had. Is to bring an assistant on, and they're like, okay, why are you using that brush? Oh my God, I love that blush so much. This brush is like my favorite. Do you know about, like, it's like a one-on-one class. Yep. And not like, okay, we're here on a job and you're supporting me. And I think if I asked better questions, I would have gotten better assistance.
I always ask that question first because I think there are two things. One is there are some people who have an agenda. Mm-hmm. They want your career, they want your life, they want your clients. And as a leader, as a mentor, I don't want to hire someone who doesn't want to be where I am. But I don't necessarily want to hire someone who wants to kind of take what I have. Mm-hmm. I want them to be able to grow to get what I have.
That really aligns with one of the things that I have on my list in terms of personality. Because for me, having zero ego and being incredibly humble is a big part of being a great assistant.
Yes.
Because you literally have to just be present and not be present.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Be present in terms of being a part of my world and understanding what needs to happen right now.
That.
But almost being invisible at the same and feeling okay about that.
Yeah.
Not needing the attention, not feeling the need to pass your business card, you know, not even fully engaging when other people engage you on set. It's really about, they're like, hey, what do you do? Like, what do you do in the industry? It shouldn't be you giving a full-on bio about yourself and your career. Just like, I'm here today and I'm assisting Danessa. I'm here today and I'm assisting James.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a working artist. You know, like, understanding where
you kind of fall.
Exactly.
Who everyone is and what your place and position
is. Exactly.
I've had a few situations where I've had assistants who have taken clients from me. I have had assistants that have underbid, called a client that they've met on my set and then said, I'll do it for free or I'll do it for less. But I've also had assistants that have just overstepped. Friends of mine who are assisting who shared photos when they were behind the scenes.
Yeah.
People who were sitting next to the photographer. I have one story where they were sitting next to Mario Testino, who's like this huge photographer, and giving their opinion on the images. And I was mortified. And
this is me being mortified. Well,
I had to send the makeup artist home. I had an assistant get into a fight with a client over a sandwich.
Okay.
So, like, those things happen, and I think that what I try to do is find someone who not only suits the situation, do they have the skill set necessary for this job?
Mm-hmm.
If the job is about skin, do they do the beautiful skin that I like to see? If the job is about liner, are they able to get those lines? But it also has to be about personality, like Jeremy knows, when Jeremy's here with us, well, if someone's too loud and the client is very quiet, I can't bring that person. If someone is too quiet and the client likes some personality, I can't bring that person.
Yes, I love that. And like, literally all of your questions are answering my statements.
I love
are
it.
In oh, the we're, so we're so aligned. We're so aligned. Because one of the things that I have is that an assistant should fill in the blanks for me, right?
I love that.
So sometimes for me, I may have an assistant solely because I want somebody to be super organized. Because I know when I'm working, I have one of the messiest sets. Mm-hmm. I'm like in my flow. I'm in my own head and I'm not cognizant of everything. I kind of get in my zone. But I need somebody. This is a job and there's time constraints. So I want them to keep me together. Right? So sometimes I don't want you to do any makeup at all. I just need for you to make sure that my station is clean and everything is put back in an organized way so that I can be more fluid in my activity. Mm-hmm. Right? But then there's other times when I really want a specialized skill set. So I want like a real true artist that really knows this one thing really well. As an example, recently I did a shoot for Essence Magazine with Jackie Aina, who's a huge artist and influencer, and this whole shoot was about diamonds and stones, and literally
I saw it. It was beautiful. Thank congratulations.
You so much. But it was like
we'll put a tag in the podcast so you can
the see the shoot. But it was hundreds and hundreds of stones, and it was like, how long are you gonna finish this look? 15 minutes, yeah. Right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do two eyebrows with 300 stones each in 15 minutes. So I needed somebody who I can do one eyebrow and they're doing the exact thing with the exact size stone on the opposite side. So that took a lot of like trust.
You have to have that trust.
But I had somebody with me who was impeccable. Like that was her thing. She's super analytical and super creative at the same time. Mm-hmm. And she made sure that every stone was just so perfectly placed. And I love that. And that's what I needed for that moment.
You have got to be specific. And so that brings me to the question, what do you offer that is different? Before you even approach an artist, before you start to think about assisting, you have to think about what it is that makes you special. Because mm-hmm. there are so many people that want to work with artists that you can get lost in the shuffle. Mm-hmm. And so I say to people, what is in your skill set? Are you a body painter? Are you an amazing airbrusher? Are you known for your line work or your detail? Are you great at organizing makeup kits? Mm-hmm. Are you the best brush cleaner in the world? But also, do you speak a language that I don't speak that's necessary
at
certain times? Are you great with photos and behind the scenes? Because so many clients now are asking for that.
And for sometimes, like for your personal business, that's it. I know for my brand, that is like a big part of who I am as an artist, and my branding for both myself and my brand is my social. So somebody who understands my social media aesthetic, and somebody could just be there to capture things so I'm not stopping in the middle of a job or in the middle of a set to get a good, you know, post for social. They just know, like they know my rhythm, and they're like, oh, this is going to be really cool to capture. And they just give me like a bunch of photos at the end of the day.
Right. And I don't even have to message them and remind
them. And I don't have to tell them, hey, capture this. They're just really in tune and aligned with like how I do things. Yeah.
The other piece for me is, are you looking to assist any artist? Is this just like you just want to be an assistant? Or are there specifics that you're looking to assist?
That is the perfect question. Because I honestly feel, and I love going back to your story, because, you know, for me, your career in makeup is like just classically perfect, right? And you talk about your journey through assisting and how it helped you discover who you are and how you shifted with who you were assisting when you found out who you were and you wanted to really go down, you know, be in that space. And I think that every assistant should kind of understand your aesthetic.
Definitely.
Like, I want anybody who works with me to understand, like, how I want skin to look or how I want the brow to look. Not only in case I need for them to do something, but they're like my second eyes. I want them to say, oh my God, I know how you like brows. There's a hair out of place. Like, I want them not to be afraid to, like, let me know, hey, something's not the way you like to do it. Or I just noticed something when she was on set. Like, that's what I need. Like, you know my aesthetic. You know how anal I am about the things I'm anal about. And you're there, like, to support me and be a second set of eyes as well.
I think knowing what artist you want to assist tells me that you have done your research. Mm-hmm. It tells me that you're aware of the industry. It tells me what celebrities you want to work with, what publications you want to work with, what agency you think is the right fit for you. Because if you're looking at a particular agency and you want to do celebrity, but what they're known for is their editorial work, that's not the right fit for you.
Sure, yeah.
If you want to work with a particular celebrity, you need to work with an agency that has people that work with that celebrity. Yeah. Like, there are agencies where every person that works at this one agency in New York has worked with Mariah Carey. It is like, you know, if you want to work with Mariah Carey, you got to sit at an agency. Yeah. I think that people don't necessarily look at the big picture and understand that this is a business and you have to really do your research and be very professional, not only in the way you're reaching out, but how and who you're reaching out to.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Do you want my next question?
I want your next question.
My next question, how do you approach an artist that you want to assist? Now, I know people approach... I just did a live video with her. People are kind of... They were like crazy. Like people logging off, logging on, sending me like things. Like, that's a lot. How do you like... I'm going to ask you, how do you like people to approach you? And then I'm going to kind of talk about the industry standard way.
Okay, I love that. So I think that that's an amazing question, and I appreciate you asking that because I actually had to think about it for a second. I honestly, so it's twofold. For the most part, I am very attracted to people's energy. So most of the people who have worked as an assistant for me, I've had some type of engagement with. It's a little weirder for me to have somebody who I've never met and I know nothing about reach out. But if they do, I would love to know that you really know who I am. So instead of saying, so I get this often, hey, I live in New Jersey. If you're ever in New Jersey, I'll clean your brushes. Like, I'm not inspired to respond back to you. But if you say, hey, I live in New Jersey. I notice your brand is located in Long Island. I really admire your aesthetic when it comes to beauty and also how you're able to do your brand building through your photo shoots. It's an area that I really wanted to get more experience in. Here are some things I can do very well.
Right.
Are you open? If you ever have a need for any of those things, I would love an opportunity to assist. That's different because you're telling me what you know how to do.
Right.
You're telling me you know a little bit about who I am and what I'm doing and like why I might want to have you around me.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I think most of my assistants have come from volunteering or being in a class and I had a chance to like feel that person because I'm very much about the energy. Right. But outside of that, I just want, I want to know that you really... You really want me, you know, you really care about me and what I'm doing. And you understand like the brand message that I'm giving.
Right? I love that. And I think that, you know, that I think that's very essential. I think it's essential that people can put into words why they want to work with you and what they're going to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to see what type of research that they did. But I think also how you're approaching the artist for me comes down to when someone sends me a DM on Instagram or sends me a message on Facebook. Sometimes those get lost in the shuffle. We get a lot of we get a lot of communication that comes through social media. But I would say traditionally the way to approach an artist is to go through their agent or the people that book them. Because the honest truth is we get so many messages and I do try to respond to every message that I get. If someone puts a tag in a photo somewhere or a comment in a photo, I'm going to lose that. But when people do reach out to me specifically for assisting, I say to them, please email Jeremy at Rebels and Outlaws or Sophia at The Makeup Show, whatever the instruction is for that particular job. If you come back at me with more questions or you haven't done what I'm asking you to do, then that immediately tells me that you're not an assistant that I can work with.
I agree.
And I think that when you reach out to those people or I tell you what to do, be prepared to leave a resume, CV, link to your website, link to your social media, all of those pieces.
I agree.
I have a very different kind of role in the industry, in that I've hired makeup artists for projects like we did with Rihanna for Fenty or with Pat or other brands. And so I have to be very specific and make sure that even someone's communication is very professional.
Absolutely.
And you would be surprised at how many people send messages. Well, you wouldn't be surprised.
I was going to say, I've seen it all.
If you want to assist and you send me a message that says, "Hey, Vincent," which is not my name, "what's up? How are you?" in all letters.
Or, emoji, "Hey, auntie." Like, I know that that's like the thing. But like, if you're reaching out professionally and I don't know you at all.
Yeah. Don't call me auntie.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Yeah. you know what I think also is, like, even if somebody reaches out in a professional way, it's understanding how often you follow up.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when people reach out too often, too many times in a short span, like, you make me nervous. Like, I feel like you just make me nervous.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, are you going to be like that on set? Are you going to be super aggressive? Like, there's just a fine balance. Like, or I'll say, reach out to Selena. She's my assistant, and give her all the details. And then they'll reach out. Okay, I just sent her an email yesterday. I haven't heard anything. Can you ask her to respond to my email? Delete. Yeah,
that's a little...
Yeah, so it's little things like that. So it's like understanding persistence versus annoyance, versus inappropriateness, versus like intelligent follow-up. Like, it's a delicate balance. It's like with any job.
It is a job. And I think that for me is the piece that so many people forget. We're going to kind of break down some of the roles of the assistant. And I know this has been done in other places. Deshaun Hatcher has a book that are about the rules for assisting. Yeah. But I think the questions that we tend to get because of kind of the fact that we're such educators and mentors, I kind of wanted to take this in a little different direction. So I want to talk a little bit. My next question is, what is your goal in assisting?
Yeah.
You know, as someone who's a mentor, I'm very aware of someone's alignment and someone's energy, but also their ability to complete a task, their ability to reach a goal. And when someone comes to me and they seem a little aimless and they seem a little unfocused, I think that's a great person that I might be able to mentor. I do not necessarily think that person is the right assistant for me.
I totally agree. I think, and even as it relates to mentorship, I still need a little bit more.
Yeah.
Right? So if somebody wants to assist and there's no like motion or action in their career, it makes me very hesitant. One of the main reasons is that I'm not sure what you can contribute, right? If you're doing nothing until
I love that.
Need for you to do something. Yep. And even as it relates to mentoring, like, energy creates energy, motion creates motion, like, activity is going to create the desire for me to help push you forward, right? Yep. So, like, you wouldn't date a guy that sleeps on the couch all day. Like, you're not considering them for marriage or even for anything because, like, their choice is to lay on the couch all day, right? But if somebody's getting up every day and doing something, regardless of what it is, even volunteering, anything, that makes me feel like, hey, this person really has a goal. They're doing something.
And I think knowing where you want to be, if you want to be a makeup artist who wants to do the cover of Vogue, or the cover of Italian Vogue, that's very different than if you want to be a makeup artist who wants to do the cover of Playboy, or want to win an Emmy Award, or you want to design for Broadway. And so when I know your goals, that tells me how we're going to work together and where I can put you. And then to expand on that, the other kind of questions that I always ask, and it was something that one of my mentors, Linda Cantello, who's an amazing, brilliant makeup artist with Yves Saint Laurent and Armani, and she said to me, "Do you want to be good or do you want to be great?" And that stuck with me because I don't necessarily think about greatness always as achievable.
Sure.
But she really inspired me to be the greatest that I could be.
I love that.
To define success for myself, to set goals for myself, and really work that way. And the other question that she said to me, and I talk about it a lot when we do classes, is she said, back in the days before social media and all of those pieces, do you want to be a makeup artist or do you want to be a celebrity?
Oh my goodness, I was just about to say something very similar. Yeah.
I think that really hit because you had to really think, okay, I work with celebrities, I'm doing all of these things, but I wanted to be a working makeup artist, someone who worked every day and did projects that I was proud of. And so that definitely changed my mindset. Absolutely. As a makeup artist. I know you wanted to expand
on that. No, like you said it perfectly. Do you want to be good or do you want to be popular or famous? And sometimes people want to attach themselves to you because being attached to you makes you appear to be more important or better or whatever the case may be. So that's why your questions are such great questions.
Thank you, my love.
Yeah, because now I really want to start asking these questions.
But when you, and you have to know, when you assist certain artists in our industry at certain levels, you are not allowed to say that you've assisted that artist. Mm-hmm. When you work with the celebrity that is in their chair, you are not allowed to claim that celebrity. Sure, as an assistant, I had entire photo shoots where the key artist wasn't even in the city, but I was the assistant. Yeah. So they got credit for it. Entire magazine covers. Yes. That is not your work. You cannot put it anywhere. You cannot claim it. You cannot share it. And that goes back to that idea of celebrity and ego and all of those pieces. Because if you are really there to be great and to have experience and be an assistant, then you shouldn't be worried about where you can share these pictures or how you can share these stories. You should just be there grateful that you're able to work on your skill set and kind of move your education and experience forward.
What I do want to say, because I don't want it to appear at all that you're strictly a servant and then you move on to serve someone else, although that is a big part of it. I know you and I are the same, and many artists are the same, but like when they have an assistant that is their ride or die, that made them look amazing on shoots and was there when they needed, was organized, knows their kit, like can finish their sentences, knows what brush they need. They are so motivated to help propel that artist to the next level.
Exactly.
And if I think about all the artists that have assisted me, they're all doing amazing things right now. I remember when I moved from New York to San Francisco, all of my assistants at that time, I called every single one of my clients and said, this is the person that is going to be taking my place.
Yeah.
For every single client that I had, because it just makes sense. They've earned that. And I knew that they were up for the challenge and that they can do the job just as well as I did. And I was so happy, you know, to pass the baton. Or if they had an opportunity to do something different, like educate or work for a brand, like 100%, like, very willing to just give them the glowing review that they needed a referral. And I think that's the whole idea. It is about service, but it's also about us lifting the people who supported us and being there. So it's twofold.
It is. And I think that for me, people that have worked with me know I don't even like to use the word assistant because I think that it implies that you're at a certain level. I have assistants that are so much better than me technically in so many ways, but it is important to me, I think, that people see us as a team. And I think that I also assisted with artists who never used the term assistant. I had huge opportunities with celebrities because people would say, oh, this is my friend James, or I'm not available to do the job, so James is the one that I'm suggesting to do it. And I think that when you use the term, if they were to say, oh, this is my assistant, it implies that I'm not at a certain level.
Yeah, I agree.
And so I tend to not use that word unless it's a benefit to the person.
That makes so much sense, yeah.
I know we are getting long in the thing, so I kind of want to talk about what are some of the things that we think are the roles of assistants for us and for our assistants and for other people. And I think that there are some that people really always know about. Mm-hmm. But I want our listeners to remember that every artist will have their own way of working. So I want to talk about some of the like things that every makeup artist probably will require an assistant to do.
Okay.
And that for me starts with carrying the makeup kit. But I'll tell you, I am such a huge feminist, but I have so many female assistants that I do usually end up carrying my kit. That's like right. Catholic school.
Well, usually when I do a job, I have multiple bags. So it's kind of nice
have a lot of bags.
To have somebody there to support me.
I could never work for Danessa because I hate carrying things, and she carries so much stuff.
Tons of things. I like stuff. For me, it's organization.
Yeah, like setting up stations, organizing like product.
And keeping it organized throughout the process. I think that's every assistant should be able to do that. Keeping brushes clean, mm-hmm. making sure things are aesthetically clean. And that's why it goes back to anticipating the needs of the artist, because you know they use this brush all the time.
Yeah.
Make sure it's available, easy for them to access. You know how to build a set bag for them because you know what they've used throughout the application, like things like that.
When I assisted certain makeup artists, it was like surgery. Like you are literally there passing them the next tool that they need and cleaning it or not cleaning it depending
on the artist,
on how they work.
I don't like mine to be clean.
I like my brushes, like I clean them in different ways, and I also tend to, in editorial, I might be working with 3 or 4 models, so I have a different brush set, different tool set for each model, and my assistant has to
keep that organized. Yeah.
The other thing I think a lot of people forget is prepping skin.
Mm-hmm.
I like the team that I'm working with to prepare the skin, and I am very specific. So I usually kind of take them through that and then expect them to run with it. Running errands is a big piece of it. I did not have it happen, but I've had friends who were assistants who did people's entire Christmas shopping.
Oh, wow.
Walked their dogs. Yeah. I've never, I was very lucky that I always got to do makeup.
But again, there are levels of assisting, so that humility is important.
I think a lot of the other pieces are, like, even being on set. You know, for me, if I'm preparing a model at the station and there's shooting going on, you need to be my eyes and my hands on set.
I agree.
And you need to know not only how I would touch up or when I would touch up, but you need to know how I step in, how I let the photographer know that I'm stepping in, and kind of my energy there. I tend to be on the monitor the entire time.
Yeah.
And so if I can't be, I really need someone I can trust to be my eyes and ears. Also with editorial, cleaning makeup between the looks and doing it in a way that I can then add on top of it.
Exactly. Love it.
Yeah.
We're so similar.
Yeah. And then removing the makeup between the looks, but understanding if I'm building on an eye, I might leave the eye on, but I might not want the brow there.
Exactly.
You
gotta pay attention. Because
if I have to come and line that eye again and I was just gonna line over it, I'm gonna be mad.
Exactly. And something so simple as cleaning the brushes, like I've had an assistant clean my brushes and literally added 10 minutes to my application because I used the residual for cleanup and touch up. So,
I think the other thing now, taking photos, posting to social media, repacking, reorganizing, doing those pieces. I want people to understand that assisting is not a step below. It's the way that an industry of art, it's the way that an industry of craft have always kind of moved forward. The person who is doing it teaches the people who are coming up.
Absolutely.
There is something very proud. I'm very proud of the work I did as an assistant. I'm very privileged to have worked with those people. It was an honor. And even today, if a few of those artists call me, I am still always available.
And if you're not available, I'm available.
I know we had a lot of things to talk about, but the last thing I kind of want to end on, Maurice Stein, who was one of my great mentors. Yes. I've talked about him a million times on this program because of his life and his career with Cinema Secrets.
Yeah.
But he told me, always hire assistants that are better than you.
I love that.
Because I think there is another piece in the industry where people are afraid to have too much talent around them. They think someone's going to steal their shine.
I don't know who these people are.
Not me, because I always like to have people next to me that are better.
Hello, and that can jump in to do whatever might need to happen. Exactly. Totally agree.
While you have to be humble, while you have to push your ego aside, you still have got to be strong enough to stand next to me as an artist and to be able to show me what makes you the person that I want to work with.
I totally agree.
So I think that you have to find that beautiful balance mm-hmm. between being an artist who can be egoless, but also be able to speak to what it is that makes you special.
Right, and be strong.
Yeah.
Because I want the client to feel like this person that's with me is my supporting cast and can do things.
I love that.
Not that you're scared.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? So you have to stand strong too.
I think
so.
That's great. Any other statements that you want to add in?
I really feel like you hit everything. I mean, the personality for me is really, really big. I wrote down a short list of things that I'm looking for. Keep the energy good in the room. So I know that a certain job, this is who's coming because she's going to keep it light and peaceful and airy no matter how crazy I get, right? Yeah. So I like people who bring the good energy, who have a thick skin, who are not getting emotional because I asked them to do something really quick on a flash, that are really pleasant to be around, and like people actually look for them when I show up.
Yeah.
Did you bring Selena? We love Selena.
I mean?
I want them to love my whole crew, mm-hmm. not just me. Creative, because sometimes I may get like painter's block.
Yeah.
Guys, what do you think? I was thinking of a red. Confirm, not confirm.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't want yes men. I want to be like, nah.
Oh my God. I have people that work with me that even when they're not with me, I will text them in other countries and be like, what do you think about this?
Exactly. That's the kind of support cast I want. People who tell the truth, right? So if something is looking horrible and maybe I'm not aware, like, they will say, you know what? I know you really want on this side, but there's a streak that you haven't gotten to. Like, instead of just letting me bring somebody on set with something crazy going on. And again, we talked about the no ego and somebody who doesn't distract me is super important. So those personality traits, I think, are super key, too. So skill and personality kind of go together.
For me, definitely skill, definitely personality. But I also want a person who can read the room. You know, like if you are in a place where people are very conservatively dressed, I might request that you dress more conservatively and that shouldn't offend you. If you are in a space where people are not swearing or using curse words, mm-hmm. like you shouldn't be speaking in that way because I'm not speaking in that way.
Right.
If you're on a vegetarian set or a vegan set, I don't want to hear about how much you love bacon. I think that, you know, I really try and be respectful. And I think that's a huge piece for me.
Yeah.
I do have my rules and they're so weird. Most of the time, I don't want people to have a phone with them unless I'm requesting it. Mm-hmm. I don't like people chewing gum when they're my assistants.
Because it looks terrible. It's so gross. Have you ever seen like an event award show when they pan the room and somebody's chewing gum?
No.
It's so bad.
No,
it's so bad.
I don't like that. And then the other piece for me is even if I tell you not to bring your kit, come with a small touch-up kit and some brushes because you'll probably be expected to do that. And when people come unprepared, that tells me, okay, well, I told you bring a basic beauty kit. If you have to email me back and ask what that is, I'm exhausted. So I know we've been talking for a while.
Yeah, but I think we got through a lot.
I think we did. Are we okay, Jeremy?
I mean, we're fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing, you know, we're doing our thing.
Yeah.
And we're doing it well.
Yes.
And I'm excited.
And this is our first video that we're uploading to YouTube, so you can see our gorgeous faces.
We definitely dress for the occasion.
Yeah.
But this is us
everyone
in
else
real
in
life.
Their makeup videos is like so done up.
But this is us in real life.
This is us. We wanted to bring this to YouTube because we know not everyone is listening to podcasts all the time. And we hope that the information that we're sharing, both for those of you in the professional makeup community and those of you who are interested in breaking into the professional makeup community, or maybe you're just a makeup lover who likes to see what the pros are doing, we are very happy to be here with you on YouTube.
I'm excited that you joined us.
So for the podcast, why don't we tell people where to follow us and all of that?
Yeah, I mean, we totally love to hear from you guys, especially the topics that you want us to talk about. So we're very excited to receive emails. We're those weird people who love reading every single email. So you can email us. And that email address is themakeupshowpodcast@gmail.com.
We're also on Instagram @makeupshowpodcast.
And we'd love it if you guys would follow and share the podcast as well. Because that, and rate us too. We're currently at a 5. So think about it. If it's not going to be a 5, we're holding on to that 5.
We've got that 5. We've got that 5.
But I mean, also, now that this is going on a video, and side note, I love being the voice in the room that no one can see.
The voice of God.
I find it very exciting.
We couldn't get Morgan Freeman.
You can also click that subscribe button, and you can ring that little bell, so every time we post anything new, you'll get an update right to your phone. Or
subscribe,
other mobile device.
Subscribe.
Ring my bell.
Oh,
we sing ring all the time. We're huge karaoke fans.
I love
so
that.
We slid a little ring my bell in there at the end.
So thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for following us. We appreciate you all so much. And we appreciate an opportunity to talk about this industry that we love so much.
Love you guys.
Thank you guys.
Thank you for watching and for listening. Bye-bye.